That's true. All right, we have one more speaker. He is one of the gentlemen behind the most successful Kickstarter of all time, a little game called Exploding Kittens, which happens to be being sold in this theater during the day here, along with some other games by people like Cards Against Humanity and, I don't know, the Nerdalogs, just to name a random group. But for now, from Exploding Kittens, Mr. Elon Lee.
So, a little while ago, I was at a meeting and had a house guest, and he called me up and he's like, hey, dude, you better come home because the FBI is here and they really want to talk to you. Never a good sign. But immediately I thought, oh, man, they must have found the underground meth lab. I got to run home and burn everything. And I remembered that was just a show I saw on TV once, and my real life is actually way less interesting than that. So I thought, okay, what's up here? And the guy left a card for me, and I looked at the card, and I thought, oh shit, this isn't just the FBI. This is the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Like, what the hell do these guys want with me? What have I done this time? And immediately I thought, it's got to be something with airplanes, right? I'm on airplanes all the time, and the TSA has got all these rules about what you can and cannot bring on an airplane. And they've got that one rule about 3 ounces, right? Like, you can't bring anything on a plane more than 3 ounces. And there's that one deodorant I really, really like that I just bought. And if I remember correctly, that was a little bit more than 3 ounces. And, shit, I know exactly how bad this is about to go. And I took a deep breath, and I thought, okay, before I freak out about any of this, what I really ought to do is get a little bit more information. So I look at the card, and I turn the card over, and the guy leaves his phone number with the message, "Pulls, call me." And I thought, well, at the very least, I can take some solace in knowing that my hard-earned tax dollars are going to fund an organization that shares a sense of humor with lolcats. And so I look at this number, and I call the guy up, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm Elon. You left your card. What's this all about?" And he said, "Were you on an airplane on this particular day going to this particular place?" And I was like, "I don't know. I'm on airplanes all the time, literally like once a week. So there's a very good chance." And he said, "Well, what seat were you sitting in?" And I was like, "I have no idea what seat I was sitting in. However, I'm pretty sure I was sitting in a window seat because I always sit in window seats." And he said, "A window seat, you're sure?" And I said, "Yeah, pretty sure." And he said, "Okay, we need to talk. I'll be at your office tomorrow." And then he hung up. And I never told him where I worked. So that was really weird. And I thought, I know exactly what's about to happen. This is really bad, but prison is okay. I can deal with prison. I've seen all the movies. I know what you do. You go and you find the biggest, burliest guy you can, and you walk up to him and you punch him right in the face, because then everybody knows you're crazy, and then no one's gonna mess with you, and then you can take showers and drop the soap, and it's no big deal. Prison, I can deal with prison. Glass half full, awesome. So the next day, I go to work, and I'm expecting these guys to show up, and they do, and they show up. And the first question, because I've seen those movies, is I was like, "Let me see a badge." And they show me a badge, and I realize I have no idea what an FBI badge looks like. So I'm like, "Cool, all right, come on back." And I asked them if I could take their picture, because I suspected that this might be a pretty cool story someday, and I wanted to show you guys what they look like. And they said, "Absolutely not, you cannot take our picture." So I scoured the internet, trying to find a picture that matched my mental image of what these dudes looked like when they came into my office unannounced, and this was the best I could come up with. So they're pretty intimidating, and they take me back, and we sit down, and they ask me all kinds of questions. They want to know what airplane I was on, and where did I sit, and who did I talk to, and what did I order, and how often am I on these airplanes, and on they go, until they finally ask one question, one very, very important question, which is, "Do you have an app on your phone with a live updating map of the United States?" I thought, oh, I know exactly what this is. This is Strut. If you guys don't know, Strut is like my favorite app in the world. This is a thing that runs on your iPhone, and the way it works is it covers the entire planet in these little black tiles. And collectively, we're trying to unlock all these tiles. And the way you unlock a tile is you just travel over it. You walk, you run, you're in a boat, you're in a car, whatever. You move over a tile, you unlock it. We're trying to unlock the entire planet. It's a really fun game. It's really hard. I play it everywhere I go. I'm really good at this game. I'm embarrassingly good at this game. I'm ranked number 2 in the world at this game. Yeah. Except... Right, thank you. Except for freaking Captain Robusto, who is clearly cheating at this game somehow. I have not figured out how. But I'm on to him. We're getting there. I play this game a lot. And the best way to play this game is on airplanes. Because airplanes, you cover a whole lot of distance. And you do it really, really quickly. The problem with airplanes is your phone on an airplane has really, really poor GPS. So what you do, you take your phone, you put it up against the window where GPS is just a little bit better. That tends to work. The problem is the app is a little buggy and it crashes a lot, and keeping your phone up there tends to drain the battery really fast, and you constantly want to make sure that it's on, so you get a whole bunch of extra batteries. Wires, batteries. Now, the problem with that is now the app is on and it's connected to power, and so the screen stays on, and there's a little countdown in the corner showing you how many tiles you've got at all time. So my setup looks like this, and someone saw this, and they called the freaking FBI. So... back to our story. So I explain all this to these guys, and they're mostly serious, but at this point, even the most serious of the guys is starting to crack just a little bit of a smile. That's just sort of for illustration purposes. What he actually looked like staring me down was closer to this. The guy's staring at me, trying really hard not to smile, but he's staring me down, and he's just, like, expectantly just making, won't break eye contact with me, and I look at him, and I was like, sir, I gotta know, do I have a problem here? Do I need to call a lawyer or anything? And he says, I don't think you're a threat to the United States of America. Unless there's anything else you'd like to tell me. I thought really hard about it, when all these thoughts went through my head, and I said, no. And he said, cool, and they went home. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, man. Give it up for Ilan Lee, everybody. Man, stand before us today a free person, because he is not a threat to the United States.
Hopefully.
Yeah, this is being recorded, so we probably shouldn't say things that might implicate him further.